This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Now then, today, part 5 of the message we began on Monday from Psalm 14 that simply says, "The fool has said in his or her heart, there is no God." What a statement. Hopefully it doesn't describe you. You're a person who believes in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let's continue with the conclusion.
How do you seek the Lord? Through His Word. How do you seek the Lord? By being in worship together. How do you seek the Lord? By being in the presence of other believers. You find yourself doing this. You know, I think I would like to be around some Christian people. I think I would like my children to be around other Christian people. And there may have been a time in your life when that would have been the last thing you would have done. But something happens as the Spirit of God touches your life and the Lord God Almighty begins to work in your life in such a way that you start seeking things, seeking people you never thought about seeking before. Tell me what you seek in life and I'll tell you what you love. Tell me what you seek in life and I'll tell you where your loyalties are. Tell me what you seek in life and I'll tell you what gets your time, talent, and treasure, because we will always worship and adore that which we seek. And the Lord looks down from heaven and He's looking for men and women and young people who seek the Lord. Maybe the most important volitional decision somebody could make in this service today would be to say, today, starting today, I'm going to seek the Lord in my life. I've been seeking everything but God. I've been seeking a promotion. I've been seeking a new house. I've been seeking a new car. I've been seeking an education. Nothing wrong with those things. But today you decide, beginning today, we're going to seek the Lord. And as a family, we're going to do the same thing. Carl Sagan, great scientist. I respected him while he was alive. Watched him on Johnny Carson, like many of you. And Carl Sagan would say something that really grabbed my heart one day. He said this, "The only thing that's permanent, the only thing that is eternal is the universe." And people who heard him speak said, yeah, that's right. The only thing that is permanent, the only thing that is eternal is the universe. Do you know what that makes the universe? God. He simply worshiped the God called the universe. I worship a God that the Old Testament called Jehovah. And we call God the Father, like as a father who has compassion on his children. Psalm 103 would say, so the Lord is to us, and we serve his Son, Jesus Christ. Abraham Lincoln would say, I can understand why a man would look down on earth and be an atheist. He said, but I can't understand how a man could look up in the heavens and say there is no God. He would have to be a fool. He would have to be a fool. That's what the Word of God says. Decide today you're going to put your sign out and you're going to stand by it. Has nothing to do with fish. It has to do with your faith. Has nothing to do with selling something. It has to do with your identity. I am a man. I am a woman. I am a young person who believes in the Lord with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. And I've accepted His Son, Jesus, as the Lord of my life. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for your word today. And I do believe this is a top 10 statement of the Old Testament. Personally, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And that's the best definition of practical or intellectual atheism I know to give. It's foolish. Not because I say so, but because your Holy Spirit says so.
Well, my friend, are you willing to admit that the most foolish thing that you could say or I could say would be, there is no God? And the wisest thing that we could say are three words, Jesus is Lord. Crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.